This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the valedictory session of the Departmental Summit of Jal Shakti Ministry in New Delhi today. The two-day summit brings together centre and states to deliberate on critical sectoral priorities and evolve time-bound action plans. The summit is focusing on four key areas covering timely implementation of water infrastructure projects, Jal Sanchaya Jan Bhagidari, Catch the Rain, Drinking Water Source Sustainability and Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0. The summit, which commenced yesterday, is the first in a series of departmental summits envisioned by Prime Minister Modi to strengthen the spirit of Team India and deepen cooperative federalism. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, and World Bank President Ajay Banga on the sidelines of the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting in Asheville, United States. She discussed the global economic outlook and India's evolving growth trajectory with Ms. Georgieva. With Mr. Banga, the Finance Minister discussed further strengthening the India-World Bank Group partnership. The discussions also covered a sector-based, programmatic approach to credit enhancement for infrastructure. Ms. Sitharaman also met the European Commissioner for Economy, Valdis Dombrovskis. Japanese credit rating agency JCRA has upgraded India's sovereign rating to A- from BB+, citing the country's solid economic growth, robust private consumption and public investment, along with improvements in the soundness of its financial system. In an official statement today, JCRA said the Indian economy has maintained a high growth rate of more than 7%, supported by strong private consumption and public investment. It stated that government has steadily implemented policies conducive to productivity, growth and economic development. India continues to extend all possible assistance to Nepal in the ongoing rescue and relief efforts. The fifth Indian aircraft carrying relief and rescue assistance has reached Nepal. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the aircraft carried 11-member rescue team with specialized equipment along with 5.5 tons of essential medicines. A 19-member Indian forensic team has begun analyzing DNA samples alongside forensic experts to assist in identifying people affected by the recent flash floods in Nepal. Meanwhile, the death toll in the devastating floods has crossed 1,100. According to Nepal's National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, 95 bodies have been identified so far and handed over to the relatives. Around 4,000 people still remain missing. In Jharkhand, heavy rainfall over the past 3 days has disrupted normal life. Rising water levels in rivers and damage to several bridges have aggravated the flood situation and affected connectivity in several parts of the state. Water levels of the Vairavi, Damodar, Subarnarekha and Kharkai rivers has risen. Water has been released from the Kanke and the Getalsud dams in Rachi, as well as the Tenughat and Chandil dams, increasing the risk of flooding in low-lying areas. Lohardagga district has been among the worst affected, with several bridges damaged or washed away, impacting a large population. Several districts may receive heavy rainfall today. Weather conditions are likely to improve from tomorrow. The flood situation is also worsening in various districts of Bihar. Continuous rainfall in Nepal, neighboring states, and across the state has led to a rise in the water levels of major rivers, including the Ganga, Gandak, and Koshi. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, has claimed that it carried out attacks on the U.S. Ali al-Salem base in Kuwait, a military camp housing U.S. Marines in Jordan, and destroyed a U.S. surveillance balloon control system at an American base in Iraq. In the statement, the IRGC said it successfully hit the living quarters and command post of the U.S. Ali al-Salem base's American commander in Kuwait. In badminton, Kidambi Srikanth and Tanvi Sharma progressed to the second round of the China Open tournament in Shenzhen today. Srikanth defeated Chinese Taipei Shi Yu Zhen in the men's singles opener, while Tanvi outclassed Emily Schulz of Denmark in a close straight games win. However, Lakshya Sen was knocked out of the tournament after losing his opener match to Canada's Victor Lai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.